Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding on daf Ayin Amud Beis. Today's daf is going to have two basic topics. First, the Gemara is going to discuss the halacha of somebody who does two different melachos on Shabbos, two times. First, without realizing that it was Shabbos, and then without realizing that the melachos are asur on Shabbos. So we've been discussing a lot about Shigigas Shabbos, Shigigas Melachos, so now we're combining the two. What if you have someone who first does a melacha, who first does two melachos, b'Shigigas Shabbos, and then does two melachos, b'Shigigas Melachos? So that's going to be the first major discussion. Now, in that context, the Gemara is going to discuss whether the ability of two actions to be covered by a single karban relates to the ability of two actions to combine to equal a single shear of iser, whether those two sugyas are connected or not. And then the Gemara is going to go through a discussion of whether a person is obligated to bring two karbanos when he violates the two isurim without finding out in between, but finds out about them at different times, meaning a person, let's say, eats a chatzi zayis of chelev, eats a kazayis of chelev, then eats another kazayis of chelev, and then finds out about the first kazayis of chelev, and then at a different time finds out about the second kazayis of chelev. How many karbanos does he bring? Does he bring one karban, or does he bring two karbanos? So in order to understand just the initial discussion of our Gemara, there are two important rules that that we need to chazer over in order to just understand what the Gemara is talking about. First rule is that if a person violates an avera b'shogeg multiple times without realizing in between what he has done, person eats chelev, and then he eats another kazayis chelev, another kazayis, because he doesn't realize that the whole bowl in front of him is chelev, so he keeps eating a kazayis, and then another kazayis, and then another kazayis, without realizing in between, so he doesn't need to bring a karbon for every kazayis of chelev, he brings a karbon, one karbon for everything. That's called behelem echad, it was all in one period of forgetfulness, he never realized in between, he's only chayev one karbon. But if he realizes what he had done in between, before violating the avera b'shogeg a second time, then he's going to require a separate karban for each violation. So if he eats a kazayis of chelev, realizes, ayve, what did I just do? I ate a kazayis of chelev. Then he eats another kazayis of chelev. Ayve, what did I just do? I just ate a kazayis of chelev. And then again, so then he's going to be chayiv a separate karban for each kazayis of chelev. So that's rule number one, that behelem echad, you chayiv only one karban, b'shtei halemos, person's chayiv two karbanos. Rule number two that's important to realize is what we've learned in recent dapim, that if a person violates many malachos of Shabbos because he didn't realize that the day was Shabbos, even though he knew all the lamentas malachos backwards and forwards, and he knew that Yechayv Kareis for doing them, and he knew that there's a Chiyuv Chatas, he knew everything about the malachos, he just didn't realize that day was Shabbos, so he kept on doing malacha after malacha, all these different malachos, so then he would only have to bring one karban, because he was only shogeg about Shabbos, it was one shogeg, he was shogeg that the day was Shabbos. That's called Shigga Shabbos v'zadar malachos. On the other hand, if he realizes that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know anything about the malachos, he didn't realize that these activities that he's doing are all aser, so then he has to bring a separate karban for each malacha that he has done. That's called Zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. So those two pieces of information, the idea of Helmechel v'shtei alemos, and the idea of Shigga Shabbos and Zadon malachos versus Zadon Shabbos and Shigigas malachos, we're now ready to begin this conversation. So let's see six lines from the bottom of the page. On Ayin Amud Beis, seven lines. Amar Rava, Katzav Etachan, Kigrogros B'Shigga Shabbos V'Zadim Malachos. Let's say, in the morning, Shabbos morning, a guy violates two malachos, Ktsira and Tchina, with a proper shear, but the point is, he did it because he didn't realize that it was Shabbos. He knew that there's a malach called Kotzer, he knew that there's a malach called Tochein, he just didn't realize that today was Shabbos, and he did these two malachos. Now, if we were to stop the story right there, so then it's very easy. We know what the halacha is. He was only shogeg about Shabbos, so he only brings one karban. He knew about both malachos, that they were aser. His shogeg was in Shabbos, so he would only bring one karban. But he's not done yet. V'chazer v'katzar v'tachan, kigrogos v'zodon Shabbos v'shigas malachos. Later that day, in the afternoon, let's say, on Shabbos afternoon, he again violates both of these same malachos, Ktsira and Tchina, but this time he realized that it was Shabbos, he just didn't realize that Ktsira and Tchina were malachos. He didn't realize that what he was doing was actually a malacha. He was shogeg about the malachos. And that, so if that happened independently, if that case happened alone without the first case, say he'd be chayiv two karbanos because he was shogeg about each malacha separately. He'd be chayiv two karbanos. So he does something. He does two malachas in the morning that technically should have been mechayiv him one karban. Then he does those same two malachas in the afternoon that technically should be mechayiv him two separate karbanos. Then he realizes what he did in the morning. He realizes that what he did after violating his violations in the afternoon. He realizes that in the morning when he was doing Ketzirut Tchina, it was really Shabbos. So he comes to the realization that is one chi of carbon in the morning is something he's going to have to take care of. And Rashi points out, v'hifrish chatos, and he's mafrish chatos for his morning violations. V'chatos mechaperes al shteyan, and that chatos, that one carbon that he was mafrish to take care of his morning violations, should really cover both morning violations, both the ktsira and the tchina that he did in the morning. Because like we said, he was both melachos that he did in the morning only was mechayev one carbon because it was all just a shigas Shabbos. And then the chazar v'nodelo al ktsira. And then he comes to the realization that he violated something in the afternoon, that he's chayv two korbanos for the afternoon. So the halacha is ktsira gereres ktsira, utchina gereres tchina. Zok Rashi, what does that mean? Ktsira gereres ktsira shnia bekaparasa, utchina gereres esatchina shnia v'nischapru kulan. That the carbon that he brings for the morning violation, the carbon that he brings for the double violation of ktsira tchina also covers the second violation of ktsira tchina. Why does it also cover the second violation? Because since he's bringing carbon for both the malach of kotzer and the malach of tochin, and it is covering both malachos, it is in fact covering both kotzer and tochin of the morning, so that covers the kotzer and tochin of the afternoon as well. Again, Rashi in the top, ktsira gereres ktsira, shnia bekaparasa, utchina gereres esatchina shnia, that the first ktsira is gorer, drags along with it, included in its kapara, the second ktsira, and the first tchina will drag along with it in its kapara, the second tchina. The kaimulan achol shnei zeisei chelev behelem echad einu chayev ela achas, because we know that the halacha is one of our points of hakdama for today was that if you eat two kezesim of chelev in one helem in one period of forgetfulness, you're only chayev once. V'zesh also shtei ktsiros behelem echad shelo nodelo ben ktsira leketsira shechata. So over here, this guy violated ktsira twice behelem echad without realizing in between that he had violated anything. Now, even though what he forgot about when he did the second set of malachos was different than what he had forgotten about when he did the first set of malachos, because in the morning when he did the malachos, he forgot that it was Shabbos. In the afternoon when he did the malachos, he had forgotten that it was a malacha. That's still called helem echad because he didn't find out that he had violated anything in between. And the only way to be mechalik two separate chiyuvim of karban is when you know about the avera. This guy did not know about the avera in between. So that's the concept of gerera. So says the Gemara, but let's say we change the case just a little bit. Aval, nodelo, second line on top by an aleph and an aleph. Aval, nodelo al ktsira shel zodon Shabbos, v'shigas melachos, ktsira gereres ktsira utchina she'ima, let's say he finds out about the second violation first. So he finds out about the ktsira of Zodon Shabbos v'shigigas melachos, which is really mechayev two separate karbanos. So he brings one karban, let's say, for the afternoon ktsira. Yes, that will cover the morning ktsira as well. And once it covers the morning ktsira, it will cover the morning tchina, because the morning ktsira and tchina had only one chayev karban between the two of them. So if he brings a karban for the afternoon ktsira, it will cover the afternoon ktsira, by definition also the morning ktsira, and whatever covers the morning ktsira has to also cover the morning tchina. But if you're keeping score at home, that leaves one left that's unaccounted for, and that is the tchina in the afternoon. Utchina shekenegda bimkama omedas. The violation of tochein that he did in the afternoon stays in its place. That is the shita of Rava. Abaye yamar tchina nami goreres tchina. Shem tchina achas. Yeah, Abaye says, no, if the carbon that you bring for the ktsira in the afternoon has the ability to cover the ktsira Ksira and the Tchina in the morning, so Tochen in the morning is covered, and the fact that Tochen in the morning is covered should, by definition, bounce back and cover Tochen in the afternoon as well. So that's the question of how far Greira goes. This is what the Gemara is going to call Greira de Greira. Right? Abaye, Rava holds of Greira, that yes, we'll drag along another Chiv together with this one, another Kapara together with this one, but Abaye goes a step further and holds that we're even going to be Gorer a second level away. That just like the Ktsira in the morning was Gorer the Tochein in the morning with it, the Tochein in the morning will then go back and be Gorer the Tochein in the afternoon together with it as well. So that's the Sheet of Abaye. Frek the Gemara, Umiyasle the Rava Greira. Does Rava hold of the whole concept of Greira? What about the following case? Voyitmar, we have learned that Ochal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Be'elamechad. Let's say a person eats two kizaisim of chelev in one helim. He sits down to eat a plate of meat, and he enjoys the delicious meat, two kizaisim of meat. He orders a two kizais steak. He eats two kizaisim of meat, and then afterwards he discovers that the person who gave him the meat was feeding him chelev, wasn't giving him kosher meat. And then he realizes that he had eaten the first kazayas of meat, let's say. And then, after he realizes he ate the first kazayas of chelev, he goes and eats a third kazayas of chelev, still not having realized that he had eaten the second kazayas of chelev. So what happens? He eats a kazayas of chelev, doesn't realize anything, eats another kazayas of chelev. Then he realizes that he ate kazayas number one of chelev, and then he eats kazayis number three of chelev b'shogeg before he ever realized that he ate kazayis number two of chelev. So how many alemos do you have? The first and the second kazayis were behelam echad, and the second and the third kazayis were behelam echad. But the first and the third kazayis, he had a yediyah b'natayim. Before he ate the third kazayis, he had realized that he had eaten the first kazayis. So what does he do in terms of a carbon? So I'm a Rava. Hevi carbon al Rishon, Rishon v'sheni mischaper, gimelena mischaper. If he brings a carbon for the first kazayis of chelev, so that covers everything that was done in the same helam as the first kazayis of chelev, which would mean it covers the first and the second kazayis of chelev, but not the third. Hevi carbon al Shlishi, if he brings a carbon on the third kazayis of chelev, Shlishi v'sheni mischaperin, Rishonenu mischaper. So that will cover everything that was in the same helam as the third kazayis of chelev, namely the third kazayis of chelev and the second kazayis of chelev, but it will not cover the first kazayis of chelev because it wasn't in the same helam. What about Hevi carbon al Tsai? If he brings a carbon on the middle kazayis, on the second kazayis of chelev, what was in the same helam as the second kazayis of chelev? Both the first and the third. So nischaper kulan. So everything is covered with that one carbon. Abai yamar, afilu hevi carbon al echad mehen nischaper kulan. Abai says, no, it doesn't matter which one you bring carbon on, they all get a kapara. Because if the first and second kazayis of chelev were in the same helam, and the second and third were in the same helam, so when I bring a carbon on the third kazayis of chelev, by definition that covers the second one, but we said the second is in the same helam as the first, so if it covers the second one, then by definition it has to also cover the first one. That's the concept of Greira. So you see, Abaye holds of the concept of Greira. Rava does not. Rava's not willing to say Greira. Rava's willing to say, look, whatever was in the same helam, you bring one carbon, it will be mechaper. But not to be Gorer, another chiv that was not in the same helam as what you brought the carbon for. Only Abaye is willing to say Greira. So you have to say, Enochinami, Rava originally didn't hold of Greira. Once he heard it from Abaye, he changed his mind. And therefore, as Rashi points out, that Basad Shamma Abaye Savra means that once he heard this sheet from Abaye, the case of the three kazesim of Chelev, Rava would also agree in that case, that if he brought a carbon on the third kezayis of chelev, that it would cover all of them, or the first kezayis of chelev would cover all of them. And Rava changed his mind from his original psak, that if you bring only on the third kezayis of chelev, it covers number two and number three, but not number one. Rava changed his mind from that psak. That is the pashat, that's the pashat reading of our Gemara. That is the way Rashi reads our Gemara. The Kesef Mishnah in the 7th parak of Hilchos Shkagos, Halacha Yud, tries to be Mevar Rambam, because the Rambam keeps Rava's Pesach over here. Right? The Rambam, if you the little Los Beis, points you to the Rambam in the parak Vav Hilchos Shkagos, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam keeps this Pesach of Rava, even though the Gemara says explicitly that he changed his Pesach. So the Kesef Mishnah says that maybe when we say Basar Desham Me'abai Savra, it doesn't mean that Basar Desham Me'abai, that once Rava heard this idea of Abaye, that he changed his mind in this Pesach. It just means that Abaye introduced him to the idea of Greira, and Rava was therefore open to applying the din of Greira to other cases. But for some reason, by this case of the three Kazesim of Chelev, Rava still didn't apply Greira for some reason or another. But Rava did have to come up with some sort of reason, but maybe that's all it means. That Basar Shem Me'abaye Savra means that once he heard that Abaye was willing to apply Greira, that even if we bring carbon on one of them, then Neschapru Kulam, so he held that Greira should work, at least for a case of Ktziru Tchina Sheima. Now, he didn't think Greira was so strong that it should work for eating two Kizesim of Chelev, that even if you bring on one of them, that Neschapru Kulam, he didn't hold that it goes that far, but he held at least that it should be Gora, the Ktziru should be Gora, the Tchina Sheima. That much Greira he would hold of. So that's how the Rambam must have understood the Gemara. So okay, great. So if Rava holds of Greira, so then let's go back to the case that we started with. Again, what was the case? The guy violated Kotzer and Tochen on Shabbos morning, forgetting that it was Shabbos. Then he violated Kotzer and Tochen Shabbos afternoon, realizing that it was Shabbos, but forgetting that they were Malachos. So he said that according to Rava, if he realized about the second violation, and he brought a carbon for, let's say, the Kotzer of the afternoon, so that covers the Kotzer of the afternoon and the Kotzer of the morning, by definition, and also the tochen of the morning, but not the tochen of the afternoon. But if you hold of greira, ihachi tchina nami tigra l'tchina. If you hold of greira, then why doesn't it cover the tochen of the afternoon also? I mean, greira means that you schlep along together with this kapara, comes along another kapara. So why not have the kapara for the tchina in the afternoon along with it as well? Answers the Gemara, greira islay, greira de greira leslay. Yeah, Rav holds of greira, but not nearly as strongly as Abaye holds of greira. Rav holds of greira, he does not hold of greira de greira. He'll hold one level of dragging, not two. And therefore, when you bring the carbon for the katsira in the afternoon, not only does it cover the katsira in the morning, it's gorer with it the tochen of the morning as well. But it's not going to hold that's going to bounce back and be gorer the tochen in the afternoon. Also, that would be greira de greira. Says Gemara, milsa de pshitu l'abaye v'rava mi baye l'rabbi zeira. That which was obvious, which is ironic that we call it greira, something that was obvious to Rava. It was far from obvious to Rava till we heard it from Abaye, we just said. But that which was obvious to Abaye and Rava was actually shaila that Rabbi Zeira struggled with. It was something that Abaye and Rava both assumed that a single karban would suffice for two violations of an avera, one with shigas Shabbos and the other with shigas Malachos. Right? They both assumed that it didn't matter. They were both done b'shoyi. You did kotzer in the morning b'shigas Shabbos, kotzer in the afternoon b'shigas Malachos. So it's okay. One karban will cover both violations of kotzer. Both Abaye and Rava worked with that assumption very, very clearly. But Rabbi Zeira wasn't sure about that. Rabbi Zeira asked from Rabbi Yasi, "V'amri lo ba'minei Rabbi Yirmiya me Rabbi Zeira." Other said Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira, "Kotzer v'tachem chatzi grogos b'shigas Shabbos." Let's say a person does a chatzi shir of a malacha with shigga Shabbos v'zadam malachos, not realizing it's Shabbos, but mazed about the malachos. The chazar v'katzar v'tachan chatzi grogos v'zadam Shabbos v'shigas malachos, and then he does another chatzi shir of the malacha with realizing that it's Shabbos, just not realizing that these are malachos. So ma'ushet starfu, would we combine the two chatzi shirs of violation? Meaning Rav and Abaye would presume. Presumably, definitely say yes, because they hold that one karban covers both Shigas Shabbos and Zadon Malachos and Shigas Malachos and Zadon Shabbos. So presumably they would say yes, that they would combine the two chatzis shears as well. Samlei chalukin lechatos v'lomit starfin. So he says the chalukin lechatos that either Rabbi Zeira answered, depending who asked of who, either Rabbi Asi answered to Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Zeira answered to Rabbi Yirmiya, that they are not mitzdarif, meaning if it was a shear for each one of them, then definitely one of them would not be mechaper for the other, and that's why, since it's a chatzi shear, they're not mitzdarif, meaning the assumption chalukin lechatos means that I don't agree with Abaye and Rava, meaning the idea that Abaye and Rava think say that that when you do a malacha, the shigas Shabbos is other malachas, and then that same malacha again with shigas malachas and zadon Shabbos, that you're only chayiv one karban, that's not true. It's chaluk and lechatos. You chayiv two separate karbanos in that case, and since you chayiv two separate karbanos in that case, over here where you have a chatzi shir in each, then they're not going to be mitzdarif. So says Gemara v'kalecha, the chaluk and lechatos lo mitzdarfi. Is that really true? Any time that had you done a full shir, it would have required two separate karbanos. When you do a chatzi shir of each, also it's not going to be mitzdarif. Vatnan, we have a mission that seems to say otherwise. Let's say a person eats two kazesim of chelev without realizing in between, so you chayev one karban. Those are the basics of helam echad. Achal chelev v'dam v'nosar pigul behelam echad chayev akalachas v'achas. Let's say we're not talking about Shabbos now. A person doesn't realize that all the food in front of him is not kosher. He walked into a non-kosher restaurant by accident. He thought it was a kosher restaurant, and he orders everything, and he starts eating. So he eats a kazayis of chelev, he eats a kazayis of dam, nosar pigul. All the good tzachin, right? He has everything. So he's chayev al kalachas v'achas. He's chayev a separate carbon for each and every avera, each and every separate issue that he did. Zuchomer b'minin harbi minechad. That's an example where eating multiple types of isurim is worse than much of one type of isur. V'zuchomer b'minechad minin harbi. But sometimes it works in the reverse. Sometimes one min, having one min of isur, is worse than having multiple minim of isur. How so? Shemachal chatzi zayis v'chazavachal chatzi zayis mimin echad chayiv. If you eat a chatzi zayis of chelev and then another chatzi zayis of chelev, you're going to be chayiv. Mishnei min, again assuming it's b'kdei achilus pras, mishnei min in pater. But if you eat a chatzi zayis of chelev and then a chatzi zayis of nosar, you're going to be pater because you didn't violate a single shear of a single isur. Vavinin bas, we say about that mimin echad chayiv tzrich lememar. What's the chiddush that if you eat a chatzi zayis of chelev and then another chatzi zayis of chelev within a kedei achilus pras, that I'm chayiv? Of course I'm chayiv in that case. That's called eating a kazayis of chelev. I mean, what's this great chiddush? So v'amrei shlokish v'shum bar tutni hacha ma'iskin gon sha'achlu b'shnei tamchuyin v'rabbi shuahi. We're assuming that you ate it from two different pots, and we're assuming like the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, da'amar tamchuyin mechalkin. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you eat shnei zeisim b'halam echad from two tamchuyin, you'd be chayiv two separate chataos. So he's coming to teach me that so too, if you would eat a chatzi shir, not so too, but that even though if I were to have, there were two different pots of food that both had chelev in it, let's say, so I have a kazayis from one and then a kazayis from another, the fact that there were two different dishes, I ordered two different dishes, so the fact that there are two different dishes would mean that I'm chayiv two separate karbonos, even though it was the same avera, it was the same isra of eating chelev and it was done behalem echad. That's Rabbi Shua's chiddush. So even though Rabbi Shua holds that way, if you eat a chatzi zayis from one tamchui and another chatzi zayis from another tamchoy, Rabbi Yeshua will still say that they're mitzdarif. They still are mitzdarif to a kezayis shalim. That's the chiddush of saying that if you eat two chatzi kezayse chelev in helam echad, that they're mitzdarif. The chiddush is that even if you normally hold tamchoy in mechalkin, that's only when you eat full shiurim tamchoy or mechalkin. But when you eat a chatzi shir from each, the tamchoy are not mechalik, they're actually mitzdarif to each other. But the bottom line is, this leaves us with a question. Because what was the rule that Rabbi Zera had said? That whenever, if you had eaten a full shir, you'd be chayiv two separate karbanos, so then chatzi shir is not going to be mitzdarif. What about this case of tamchuyin mechalkin, according to Rabbi Yeshua? If you eat a full shir from two separate dishes, you'd be chayiv two separate karbanos, and yet they are mitzdarif when it comes to chatzi shir. So says Gemara, Amar d'tema, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben l'kula ben l'chumra, kamash mula l'kula lo amar l'chumra ka'amar. Meaning that we haven't finished the question yet. Meaning that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, that I might have thought that Rabbi Yeshua says this din of two tamchuyin are never mitzdarif, both as a kula and a chumra. So kamash mula that he only said it as a kula, but kamash mula l'kula lo amar, he never said it as a kula, he only said it as is a chumra. V'ahacha dechalukin lechatos v'kamet starfi. So the Gemara now formulates the question. But wait a second. Over here, it's a case where the chalukin lechatos two tamchuyin. You'd be chayv two separate karbanos. And yet we assume that if it was a chatzi shear from each one, they would be mitstarif with each other. Samalei mara resha masin lava kashalei. Anana sefer masin lava lo kashalan. You learned the statement of Rabbi Shua to be going on the resha, and that's why you were bothered by it. We learned it in connection with the sefer and what weren't bothered by it. What does that mean? That the conversation really went as follows. Our shaila on this brisa of on this mishnah rather of eating chelav v'chelav be'alamechad and eating chelav dam pigul noser be'alamechad. Our question was not what's the chiddush of telling me that if you eat chelav if you eat two chatzis zesim of chelav be'alamechad that you chayav a carbon. No, our question was as follows. Mishnei minin pater. Do you really need to tell me that if I eat mishnei a chatzi zayis of chelev and a chatzi zayis of nosar that I'm potter? Isn't it obvious that if I eat a chatzi zayis of chelev and a chatzi zayis of nosar that I'm potter? I didn't eat a kazayis of anything, so of course I'm potter. So that's in that context. That really, no, it's talking about where you ate from min echad. You ate chelev and two chatzi zayis of chelev. You didn't eat any nosar. The reason we called it Shnei Minin is because you ate it from Shnei Tamchuyin. V'Rabbi Yeshua, he damar Tamchuyin Mechalkin. And we're assuming, like Rabbi Yeshua, that Tamchuyin are Mechalik. And just like Tamchuyin are Mechalik in regards to eating full Shiurim, Tamchuyin are Mechalik when it comes to eating Chatzi Shir as well. So it turns out that what we're saying in the name of Rabbi Yeshua is the exact opposite of what we were saying before in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Before, we thought Rabbi Yeshua was saying that yes, when you eat a Kazayas of Chela from this pot, and a Kazayas of Chela from that pot, you're chayiv two karbanos, but if you eat chatzi zayis of chela from this pot and chatzi zayis of chela from that pot, they're mitzarif to each other, and it's one big chayiv. We view it as one big achila. That's what we thought Rabbi Shua was saying before. Now the way we're explaining Rabbi Shua is Rabbi Shua says if you eat chatzi zayis from pot A and chatzi zayis from pot B, they're mechalik. They're two separate achilos. Tamchuyin mechalkin, and that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shua. V'hakam hashmalan. Tom Rabbi Shua bein lekula. Bein lechumra, and it's coming to tell us Rabbi Shua holds his din both lekula and lechumra that tamchuyin or mechalik it makes it two completely separate achilos. So it says Gemara midaseifa min echad v'shnei tamchuyin mechal deresha min echad v'tamchay echad. So wait a second. So if we're going to say that the case of the eating multiple different averos is talking about not really eating multiple different averos, it really means eating the same avera from two different pots, then the Reisha's case must have been where you ate the same min from the same pot. So min echad v'tamcha echad shrich l'memra, but then that just makes the kasha on the Reisha even stronger. If you're eating one min, you're eating chelev, and it's all the same chalent, and you keep on eating it, so obviously it's all mitzariv. What's the great chiddush that two kechatzi zesim of chelev from the same pot and the same elim are mitzariv? Says Mar Amrafuna Achamayskinan Kom Shahaisalo Yedia Benatayim. Rabbi Gamliel he damer ein yedia lechatzi shir. That no, well, here we're talking about a case where you eat a chatzi zayis of chelev from the chalent. You don't realize that it's chelev, and then you realize ayvei that was chelev. And then you eat another chatzi zayis, then you forget again and eat another chatzi zayis from it. So you might think, okay, now that's not helam echad. I knew in between. So the fact that I knew in between should tell me that these two chatzai zaysim should not be mistarif with each other. So comes tell us the din of Rav Gamliel. Ein yediyah lechatzi shir. A yediyah only divides two separate, only divides something into two separate violations when it's a yediyah of a full shir. If you ate a kazayis of chelev and then you realized, then you ate another kazayis of chelev, yeah, then you're going to be chayiv two karbanos because the yediyah divides them. But if you ate a chatzi zayis of chelev, then you realized, then you ate another chatzi zayis of chelev, they're not going to be they are going to be mitzarif. The yediyah will not divide them. That's the chiddush of the Reisha. There is a fascinating diuk that the Rashash has over here in Rashi. Rashi, without getting into any of the complications of the details of our sugya, Rashi discusses when you eat multiple isurim, You eat multiple, let's say, you eat a chatzi shir of chalev, then another chatzi shir of chalev, right? So you chayev for eating a full shir. That's only, of course, if you eat it b'kdei achilas pras. We have that by isurim, and we have it by mitzvos, right? If you want to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, it's not enough to eat a kazayis of matzah on the night of Seder. You need to eat a kazayis of matzah b'kdei achilas pras. That's the sheet of the Menachas Chinuch. He says, what a strange shir that is, k'dei achilas pras. Why doesn't, there's machlokas in achronim, you know, how long k'dei achilas pras is, and they range in time from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. So why couldn't the Gemara just tell us how long? Right? Instead of saying k'dei achilas pras, let the Gemara tell me, 4 minutes. That's k'dei achilas, right? Why k'dei achilas pras? Says Menachas Chinuch, it was dafka formulated with k'dei achilas pras because the shear varies depending on what food you're eating. It's always a k'dei achilas pras of that isser that you're eating, or that mitzvah that you're eating, that kind of food that you're eating. So if you hold, let's say, that a kazayas of matzah is a third of a hand shmura matzah, so then you would hold that you have the amount of time that it would take to eat a pras of matzah, not a pras of bread, a pras of matzah, in that amount of time you would have to eat the one kazayis, which I think a pras is six times a kazayis, right? So if you have to eat so it would take the amount of time that if you hold a kazayis is a third of a matzah, the amount of time that a normal person would eat two full hand shmura matzahs is the amount of time that you have to eat your one third of a hand shmura matzah. That's the shita of the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Shechtel holds like that lahalacha. I think the Mishnah Berurah says not that way. The Mishnah Berurah holds that it's all based on kazayis. Achilles k'dei achilles pras pas chitin, the amount of time that it would take to eat normal bread, but a pras of normal bread. But Menachas Chinuch says the way the shear is given indicates to us that the shear is not a uniform shear. It depends on the food that you're eating. But everyone holds, whatever you hold in that, everyone holds k'dei achilas pras. That's what defines a single achila. For a mitzvah, for an iser, it's what defines a single achila. Take a look at Rashi over here on the bottom. Chelev v'chelev. Two Rashis back to back to each other seem to be a direct stira. Chelev v'chelev, shnei zesim, you eat two kazesim of chelev, v'hivsik b'nehem, yoser m'k'dei achilas pras, davalu shtei achilos. And you pause in between them more than a k'dei achilas pras. That's what makes it two achilos. Meaning you ate a kazayis of chelev, then another kazayis of chelev. So is this two achilos? Where so if you waited more than a k'dei achilos pras between them, it's shtei achilos. Then the next Rashi, shemachol chatzi zayis v'chazav achol chatzi zayis. You eat a chatzi zayis, then you eat another chatzi zayis. But also helim in the same period of forgetfulness. Ukagon shalosha mitchiloso shal rishon ad sov gemar achilas achron yoser mikdei achilas pras minechad mitzarfin. That you didn't, that the amount of time from the beginning of eating the first one till the end of eating the second one was less than a k'dei achilas pras. Notice he's saying two different things. In the first Rashi, he says, what's the definition of k'dei achilas pras? That there not be a pause, a break in between as long as the k'dei achilas pras. As long as the break wasn't as long as the k'dei achilas pras, then the achila is going to be mitzarif, even if the achila itself could have taken, the first achila took 4 minutes, the second achila took 4 minutes, and there was a break in between of a minute and a half, it's still all going to be mitzarif, even though the whole achila altogether took way more than a k'dei achilas pras. But in the second Rashi, he says that how do we measure k'dei achilas pras? From when you begin eating the first one till when you end eating the second one, counting the time that it takes to actually eat in the k'dei achilas pras. So the Rashash notes this this stira. Rashash points out the sefer Beis Aleph. I assume Binas Adam. I'm not sure. The sefer Beis Aleph Yotza Lechalik. He's mechalik as follows: the achilas iser ein mitzarif ad shelo yisha mitchilas achila, aval gabe achilas mitzvah mitzarif im lo shah benatayim. Says there's a difference between mitzvah and iser. I don't know how it explains our Rashi's, because our Rashi's are both about iser. But he says the difference between mitzvah and iser, that when it comes to mitzvah, it's mitzarif as long as you didn't pause for a k'dei achilas pras in between. When it comes to iser, then we'll be mitzarif from the beginning of the first achila to the end of the second achila. So that's the difference. That shah yosim b'zei yishuv divrei Rashi shel yisra adadi. He says that somehow will be miyashev Rashi. However, he says this is going to work against the Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi in the third parak of Shavuos, quoted by the Rif and the Rashi Maseches Pesachim. Let's say a person says, takes a shvua, that he's not going to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. So the halacha is, lokev ochel matzah. You give him malchus and he has to eat matzah. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Frek the Rashash, why should he get malchus? he doesn't necessarily have to violate a shvuah. He could eat matzah without violating a shvuah. His shvuah is an iser. So once he takes a shvuah that he's not going to eat matzah, it's an iser for him to eat matzah. He has also a mitzvah to eat matzah. But the way we measure of shir kazayis of klei achilas pras is different for iser than it is for mitzvah. So can't he still do the mitzvah by, as long as he doesn't pause a kedei achilas pras in between the first chatzi zayis of matzah and the second chatzi zayis of matzah? Let's say kedei achilas pras is 4 minutes. So here's what he should do: eat a chatzi zayis of matzah, wait 3 minutes and 59 seconds, and then eat the other chatzi zayis of matzah. It will turn out that the span of time that it took him to eat the whole kazayis was longer than a kedei achilas pras, but there was never a break of a kedei achilas pras in between. So it's good enough for the mitzvah, not good enough to violate the iser. Why do you have to give him malchus and make him eat matzah? Just let him eat matzah without violating the shvuah. Very sharp word from the Rashash that would go against the Sefer Beis Aleph, whatever Beis Aleph stands for. Okay, so that's the ha'ara of the Rashash. Says Gemara now, last discussion on the daf. Itmar. Afal shnei zeisei chelev behelem achoret, the two dots on 9 alpha and base. New issue now. If a person eats two kezeisim of chelev in one period of forgetfulness, sits down and has a bowl of chelev and he doesn't realize that it's chelev, and he has more than a kezeis, he has two kezeisim. V'node lo al rishon, and then he discovers that he violated, that the first kezeis that he ate was chelev, v'chazav v'node lo al sheni, and then he realizes that the second kezeis that he ate was chelev, he didn't realize it all at one time. Normally you think he sits down, he has the whole bowl, he realizes, I that whole bowl was chelev, and he realizes that he violated all the achilas at once. But in this case, he didn't. He ate a kazayis of chelev, another kazayis of chelev, without realizing, and then he realized, oh my gosh, that first course that I had was chelev. And then at a later time, he realizes the second course that he had was chelev as well. So he didn't realize it at the same time. So in that case, if you didn't realize it at the same time, is it chayv one karbon or two karbonos? So Rabbi Yochanan amar chayv shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says chayv two separate karbonos. Reish Lakish amar inu chayv ela achas. Reish Lakish says he's only chayv one karbon. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayv al chataso vehevi. Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayv two karbonos because the pasuk says al chataso vehevi, indicating that there's a separate karbon for each sin on each chatas. Reish Lakish amar Potter, you only chayv one karbon because mechataso v'nislachlo. He learns from the pasuk that says mechataso v'nislachlo, that indicates that a chatos is brought for some of his sin, and that's good enough, that you don't need a chatos brought for all of it. He gets a slicha with mechataso. Reish Lakish haksiv al chataso v'hevi. What's Reish Lakish going to do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Sahu la'achar kapara. He learns that pasuk is talking about la'achar kapara, meaning Reish Lakish would say Al Chatasov teaches that you need to bring a second carbon. You know when? If you discover the second sin after you already brought a carbon for the first sin. Not if you realized it at a different time. You realized the first sin and brought a carbon for it, and then you realize the second sin. Yeah, so now you're going to have to bring a second carbon. But as long as you didn't bring a carbon in between, you're still covered in one carbon. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the pasuk of Reish Lakish of Mechatasov and Nislachlo? So he says, that's something about the following strange case. Shachal kazayis u'mechza. You eat 1.5 kazayisim of chelev. V'nodelo al kazayis. And you then realize that you ate the first kazayis, but not the half. Just the first kazayis. V'chazav achal kechatzi zayis acher ve'alema shalsheni. And then you eat another kechatzi zayis of chelev before you realize about the first half kazayis that you had after the first kazayis. So ma'u d'tei ma'lit starfu, I might think these two chatzai zaysim are mitzdarif. That's what Mechataso comes to teach me, that you do not bring a carbon for the two halves of Zesim of Chelev that you ate. Amrli Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina says Ravashi as follows. This yadale called the Mafrasha Pligi Ubaha Pligi. The Marsov Yadios Machalkos, the Marsov Frashas Machalkos. Umar is going to question what exactly is the case where Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue. We have three possibilities of what the precise case is that they're arguing about. First possibility is maybe the case is that he finds out about the second violation before he was ever even Mafrish a carbon for the first violation, for the first Kazayis of chelev. And that's what they're arguing. Now, mar sofer yedios mechalkos, umar sofer afrashos mechalkos. That one shita would hold that just knowing at different times is, Rabbi Yochum would hold, just knowing at different times is enough to be mechayev two karbanos. And Reish Lakish would say, no, only if you were actually mafresh two separate karbanos would it be enough to, only if you were mafresh a karban for the first one, would that be mechalek it into two separate chiyuvim. But maybe if you already mafresh a carbon for the first one, Reish Lakish would be moda that you chayv separately for the second one. Odilma, maybe a second possibility. The machlokas is in a case where you designated a carbon. You haven't brought it yet. You designated a carbon for the first violation, and then you find out about the second violation. Ubahapligi, and this is the machlokas. Demar sofer afrashos mechalkos, that Rabbi Yochanan says that's enough to make you chayv twice. Umar sofer kaparos mechalkos. And Reish Lakish would say, no, it could still be mitzarif until you actually brought the carbon. If you haven't yet brought the carbon, you could still be mitzarif, the two of them. But maybe before afrasha, if you haven't yet even been mafresh a carbon, then maybe Rabbi Yochanan would be modi to Reish Lakish, it could still be mitzarif, and one carbon would be enough. Oh, Dilma, or the third possibility is, bein bezu machlokas, that the machlokas is both in a case where the guy was not mafresh, and the case where the guy was mafresh. So Amalei mistaver bemezu bemezu machlokes. Most mistaver that the machlokes in both cases. Disal kadai to kodem afrash apligi. Because if you're going to say that they argue in the case of kodem afrash avlach afrash modele Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan the chayv shtayim, but after afrash Reish Lakish Rabbi Moda to Rabbi Yochanan that you chayv twice admukam lekra laachar kapara look me laachar afrasha. So instead of Reish Lakish saying Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk is talking about achar kapara, let him say that it's talking about laachar afrasha, and that would be even better. It would be an even greater chiddush. V'yachar afrasha pligi avakodem afrasha modu Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan will be modu to Reish Lakish before afrasha, deinu chayv alachas, so you only chayv once. So instead of Rabbi Yochanan using Reish Lakish's pasuk to have this weird case of a kazayis v'chatzi and then another chatzi zayis, admuk a krab v'kazayis v'mechza, look me kodem afrasha. So let him say that it's before afrasha, and that will be a better way to resolve the pasuk. Okay, we'll have to stop there.